Chapter 8, Section 1, Fascism, the Answer to All the Questioning. We have seen at the end of Chapter 7 that after World War I, there was a lot of bitterness, crushed dreams, despair, and disillusionment. The questions that folks were asking, particularly those two Jewish thinkers that we read about, caused some to seek out answers which offered firm faith in something, anything, rather than the existentialist alternative of plodding through an ultimately meaningless existence. Especially after this type of depression was compounded with the Depression, capital D, citizens in three specific countries thought that nationalism, militarism, and imperialism, the causes of World War I, represented the best way out of the darkness. Hence, fascism. F-A-S-C-I-S-M. Fascism is as extremely nationalistic as communism is extremely internationalistic. Fascism represented a return to the faith, pride, and vision of the Enlightenment for its followers. Without the modern media of film, radio, and newspapers, fascism would probably not exist. It relied on propaganda. P-R-O-P-A-G-A-N-D-A. This propaganda gave its citizens a distorted view of the truth.